Hello, little boy. Mom is home. Come kiss mama. Give your new mommy a nice kiss. That's mom's good boy. Have you been playing with the toys mommy got you? Very good. You see, when you misbehaved and mama spanked your bottom and told you no TV, no cell phone or computer for one whole week as a punishment, you were very sad, weren't you? But now you're using your imagination, playing with your little trucks and action figures. I won't call them dolly silly, even though that's really exactly what they are. And I love the way you look in those little short pants. Oh, just adorable. Here, let mama kiss you and pat your behind. Now you see, even though you're technically a grown-up, isn't it nicer to be mama's little kid? I'm taking away all your big boy trousers and you're going to wear short pants like a child from now on. It's just the beginning of summer and you won't need anything warmer for months. You're going to be running around in short pants just like a 5-year-old boy out of kindergarten. Would that be sweet? And if you're a little embarrassed in front of the neighbors when mom takes you shopping in your kiddie style clothing, so much better. It will probably make you less likely to be naughty if you are a tiny bit ashamed of yourself. Now, I want to inspect your bedroom. You know that mommy said you have to clean your room today, or I would pull down your pants, turn you over my knee, and spank you. You must learn to obey your new mama. You know, mommy doesn't like giving you spankings, and I know you hate being spanked. You looked so mortified the other day when you threw a temper tantrum and mommy took you across her knee and spanked you. You got a red bottom from mommy and you cried and cried. I'm sure the neighbors must have heard me scolding you and spanking your little bottom and you screaming and crying. I certainly hope you have tidied your room so I don't have to turn you over my knee again. Now, let's go. Mama will check your room. Hold my hand. March. Well, my goodness. It looks so neat and tidy. All your toys are put away. And you even made your bed. Oh, good boy. Come on, kiss mommy. Oh, I'm so delighted. I don't have to give you a spanking. Now, as a reward for minding mama, instead of putting you to bed at 7, your regular bedtime, you may stay up until 8 o'clock tonight. I may even let you watch some children's television programs if you behave yourself and don't talk back to mommy. Now, I must tell you, as long as you are in my home, you will only be allowed to watch TV that is geared for little boys and girls. You may watch some cartoons when mommy is feeling generous, but you may not watch television for grown-ups. Absolutely not. But tonight, I think I'll allow you to watch a few kids' shows before it's time for your new mommy to give you a bath and put you to bed. And speaking of bath time, somebody looks a little grubby from playing on the floor. Your knees look slidey-lurdy, little boy. You could benefit from some soap and water and some scrubbing from your mommy. Now, do you need to sit on the potty? Are you sure? You know I want you to use the potty like a big boy, young man. Would you like mama to take you to the bathroom? No? You're sure? Okay. If you're really certain you don't need to go, but let mama know if you need to use the potty. Tell me right away, okay? Good. I'm so glad we are getting along better and you're learning how to mind your mommy. Now, how about a cuddle, baby? Would you like to sit on mommy's lap? What's that? You're too big? Oh, don't be silly, darling. You're so much smaller than me. I'm sure I can hold you on my knee easily. Now, don't be naughty. Come on. Sit on your mama's knee. Go ahead. Sit your bottom. There. Now, do you see? I can hold you easily on my knee. Exactly like a child. This is very comfortable to me. You're light as a feather. I could hold you on my knee all night. Would you like to sit on mommy's knee and watch cartoons later? Perhaps I should make a rule that you may only watch TV when you're sitting in mama's lap. That way I can supervise what you're watching very closely. And if you try to change the channel to watch anything for grown-ups, I can just turn you over for a little spanking. Now, I have a special treat for my good boy. Would you like to suck mommy's breast? Oh, you like that idea, do you? Yes, I've seen you staring at my bosom, baby boy. You're so naughty. Let me unbutton my blouse. And take out my breast. Oh, there we go. Now, suck mommy's breast. It's okay. Don't be shy. Mommy likes it. Take your nipple in your sweet little mouth. That's right. Suck mama's breast. I don't want to spank you. That's better. Oh, That feels good. Do you like sucking mommy's breast? Yes, mama enjoys it too. You're nice and gentle. Oh, good boy. Yes, that feels very nice. Yes, suck it, baby boy. Oh, yes. What's that? You want to have sex like a big boy? You want to go inside mommy? No, darling. I don't think that would be appropriate. I'm sorry, dear. No. Mommy says no. No, don't pout. I know you're disappointed. If you behave yourself, no more tantrums, I may allow you to have sex like a big boy one day. It would be a very, very special reward when you've been a good boy, okay? As a goat for weeks. You may one day be allowed to get in mama's bed and do the things that big boys do. But it will be only a very occasional thing. Very special treat for being a very, very good boy for a long, long time. Since I had to give you a spanking the other day for throwing a temper tantrum, big boy sex with mommy is completely out of the question. Now, stop pouting. Stop pouting, darling. That's better. Mama didn't say she wouldn't do anything for you. Only that you're not allowed to have sex like a big boy. If you behave, mommy will pull down your pants, rub you down there, and make you feel wonderful. How does that sound? Oh, I think my little one likes the idea. Now, what shall we use? Yes, I think I maybe have some baby oil. That would be the appropriate thing to use, don't you think? No? Well, too bad, darling. If you want mama to rub you, I shall have to use the baby oil. Nothing else. Because you are only my baby, not a big boy anymore. Okay? Okay. Now let me shift your weight so mommy can pull down your short pants. It's okay. Shh. I'm not gonna spank you. This is going to feel very nice. Yeah, it's so easy to take down your pants because the shorts have, you know, they have stretch elastic in the waist. So mommy can pull down your pants very easily. It's not so nice for you and I'm giving you a spanking, but it's very convenient now. There we go. Oh my goodness, You are hard as rock. You must like sitting on mommy's knee. Yes, you do. My naughty boy likes the contact between mommy's knee and his bottom, doesn't he? And you must enjoy sucking mommy's breast very much. I can't believe how hard you are. It's just amazing. Now mommy is just going to rub you with the baby oil. Relax and let me hold you in my lap. And you're going to make gummies for mommy. Wow, you're excited. Don't come yet. I know it feels good. Mama's soft hand is all slippery with the baby oil, and it feels nice when I rub you. So nice. But it will feel even nicer if you don't make gummies immediately. I know. Let's play a game. The game is called Countdown. Mama will count backwards from 10, and I want you to make gummies for mommy when you get to the number 1. Okay? It will be a very fun game. But if you don't make gummies for mommy, I'll have to spank you from your hardness. I'm sure you won't have to worry about getting spanked. Now, let's go. You're going to play countdown with mommy. 10. It feels very nice, doesn't it? 9. My little boy likes sitting on mommy's knee and getting rubbed by his mama. 8. I never seen a little boy so hard before. 7. Mama's hand feels so good with the baby oil down there, where you're so excited. 6. You want mommy to rub faster? Okay. 5. You're getting ready now. Are you getting ready to make gummies for mommy? 4. Almost there, baby. Almost there. Not yet. 3. Remember, you must come when mama says 1, or I will have to spank you. 2. Start making gummies. Go ahead, baby. And 1. Make gummies for mommy. Oh, yes, that's right. Good boy. Come for mommy. Come for mommy, baby. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, you made gummies just like I told you. Good boy. Mommy's good, little sweetheart. Oh, my gracious, what a big mess you made. My God, you came so much. I've never seen such a mess. Messy boy for mommy to clean up. Naughty, naughty. Now, I have the baby wipe here, and mama will get you all clean. Then it will be time for a nap. so you can stay up a little later tonight. You seem pretty exhausted from coming like an express train. I think your new life with your beautiful mommy agrees with you. Now, doesn't it? You like sitting on my lap and sucking mommy's breast and playing countdown. But what's the matter? You don't want to baby wipe? Don't be ridiculous. Of course, this is what I'm going to use. Mothers clean their little kids up with all this time. It's no different when I'm whipping you. Now don't be naughty. Let mama make you all fresh. There. Oh, is the baby wipe a little cold? That's okay. Relax. There. Mama gets you all cleaned up. That's my nice clean boy. Now, I'm going to pull your pants back up and put you down for a nice long nap while mommy makes supper. Yes, little kids have to take naps. And you're all tuckered out from make cummies for mommy. Now you can get off mommy's knees and lie down in your bed. There we go. Be a good boy now. No more naughtiness. Lie still and take your nap. Don't make me spank. Don't make mommy spank. Okay, you just lie there and rest and try to go to sleep, baby. Mommy will be in the kitchen and I don't want to hear a beep out of you, or I will come in with my wooden spoon and a certain young man will get a very red bottom. I mean it, Junior. Okay, lie still and rest. Take a nap for mommy. That's right. Take your nap. Good nighty nighty, sweetie.